Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter that we had started on the signs of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person and encouragement that these should be adopted and that one should strive to acquire these signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ba'atha rajulan ala sariyatin فكان يقرأ لأصحابه في صلاتهم فيختم بي قل هو الله أحد فلما رجعوا ذكروا ذلك لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال سلوه لأي شيء يصنع ذلك فسألوه فقال لأنها صفة الرحمن فأنا أحب أن أقرأ بها فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبروه أن الله تعالى يحبه متفق عليه. As the Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a person as a commander over an army unit. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he appointed an amir over this army unit and he sent them out. So when he would perform salah, the amir of the jamaat, he would perform salah, he would end up his qiraat would kul huwallahu ahad. So every rakat he would read, the last part of his qiraat he would read kul huwallahu ahad, that surah. So Sahaba was such that whenever they came back, they would give a report to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they would report anything that they found important and they would report these things to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he would rectify them if there was anything wrong, he would advise them or he would approve of what they did so that they understood that this is okay if they have to do it another time. So therefore they came back, the satis of that jamaat, the people that were in that army, they came back and they reported to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this Amir of ours, this is how he would perform his salah. He would read his salah and then he would end his qiraat with Qul huwallahu ahad, the surah, the whole surah he would read Qul huwallahu ahad. So when they returned, the members of the jamaat, they mentioned this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said to them, go and ask him why he did so. So when they came and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look at the first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't say anything that this person did it, it's right, it's wrong, nothing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, go ask him why he did it. In other words, whenever there is a situation, there is a scenario, inquire first that what was the reason it was done. Because there can be many reasons why a thing is done. And sometimes outwardly, if we just come to any conclusion, that means we didn't get the other side of the story. So a very important lesson Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, that always inquire from someone why they did a certain thing. There may be a special reason why they did it we didn't understand. Example, a person, just give you an example, simple example, a person is driving fast on a road, unusually. Maybe a reason why he's driving, maybe he needs to go to the toilet, he's rushing to the hospital, someone is not well, there's an emergency. So it's possible that he did it for a reason, he never did it for any other reason, or it's possible he did it for the wrong reasons also. But the thing is, you've got to inquire. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his sahaba, they go and ask him why he did this, and he read his salah, and every rakat he'll end up the qiraat with Qul huwallahu ahad. So when they had asked him, he replied, because it contains the names and the attributes of Allah Ta'ala, and I love to recite it. In other words, out of the love of Allah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, say he, Allah is one, Allahu samad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent, لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ, Allah Ta'ala does not give birth, and nor is Allah Ta'ala have been given birth to Allah Ta'ala, nobody had given birth to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ, and there is no like, there is no example, there is nothing else that is like Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is 100% unique. So this surah of the Quran got the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when somebody loves somebody intensely, then he likes to even speak about the attributes of that person. So the lover likes to speak about the attributes of the beloved. So out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Amir used to like to read this surah. So this is what he's saying. He said, because it contains the attributes of Ar-Rahman, the merciful Allah, so I love to recite it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that inform him that Allah loves him. He told his sahaba, you go inform him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him because of his love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because he loves Allah ta'ala, this is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves him. So therefore we should always remember that even our coming for salah to the masjid is not because we have come here, it is because Allah ta'ala has brought us here. Like that a person does any good deed, he shouldn't think that I have done it. It's because Allah Ta'ala has allowed him to do it. It is only the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person does it. Ye qadam utha nahi, uthaya jata hai. These feet, they don't pick themselves up. uthaya jata hai, somebody else is picking it up. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is causing us to come to the masjid. Otherwise Allah ta'ala could have made us lame, He could have made us bedridden, He could have done anything, but He has allowed us. Any good deed we do, don't think that we have done it by ourselves. It is only the fazal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also inspire us and grant us His extreme love. One way to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuously engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Throughout the day, instead of listening to the radio, instead of talking unnecessarily, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It helps a person by taking the name of Allah ta'ala. It's inspiring love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.